Welcome to episode 78 of Third Heaven Authority Podcast. This is Mike Thompson. I'm glad you've joined me today. I have something very exciting to share with you that the Lord has prophetically been speaking to my heart about, and that is we are entering a season of prosperity. It's opened before us. Now we're well into 2024, and the Lord is doing some magnificent things for the body of Christ during this year. So before I unpack that, I want to make sure that you understand this podcast series is entirely about Third Heaven Authority, the subject. It's in reference to when the Lord took me to heaven and he gave the assignment to me of teaching the people of God about Third Heaven Authority, discovering how to pray from heaven's perspective, looking down, rather than to pray from earth's perspective, looking up, dealing with all of the linear stuff that's here. I would encourage you, if you have not started at the beginning, the first six episodes explain in detail what Third Heaven Authority is about. Also, let me put a plug in about my book, Third Heaven Authority, again, the name of the book. You can find it on Amazon. It was published by Charisma House. And the Lord has really been touching a lot of hearts about that. Now, let me get into this. Season of prosperity. One of the things that the Lord was sharing with me is that in the natural realm, springtime is a time of prolific growth. It's a time where you come out of the winter season where things are slowing down and now all of the seeds are ready to sprout and the rains come and you just get all kinds of growth. It's a good time for us in the natural realm. But the Lord likened that and said that we are entering into now in 2024 a time like spring where we've come out of a winter season. You know that in the United States, probably in most countries in the world, that there has been economic slowdown. There's a lot of problems with our economy because of the administration, because of their practices. And the Lord is saying that he is going to take us, the children of God in the spiritual realm, into a season of open prosperity. Now, this is very important because we have to understand that there's an overarching promise of God, that God will provide for us in any climate, any time, any nation. Remember, Isaac sowed in the land of famine and reaped a hundredfold return. So God is a good God, and he has the ability to promote us and to prosper us. But there is also specific seasons of prosperity, where opportunities open unto us. So 2024 is a year of open doors. It's a year of opportunities. And we must realize that because this is like spiritual springtime, where things are going to grow rapidly for our benefit, that we must take those opportunities and walk through those doors that the Lord opens to us. Now, let's talk about authority and prosperity for a minute, because authority and prosperity go hand in hand. Authority and prosperity work together. You can't have one without the other. You can't be prosperous without some form of authority, and that is taking the responsibility to choose and to go for a goal. Now, that's in the natural, but it's also in the spiritual realm too. So spiritual authority produces spiritual prosperity. Spiritual authority then teaches us and leads us into a way of releasing into our natural lives, our physical lives, that kind of physical authority, and it brings about physical prosperity. Now, what is authority? Authority is, first of all, responsibility. You can't just sit back and just say, okay, whatever happens, happens. You know, I'm just going to pray. I'm going to lollygag along. And whatever happens, I'm going to accept that as the Lord's will in my life. And that is not true. With that kind of attitude, the devil will make the choices for us and run all over us. No, we have to take the responsibility to work the laws of the kingdom and to stand up in faith and to push through in all the promises of God. We have the Word of God. We have the name of Jesus. We have prayer, the ability to bind and loose. And all of those take responsibility, which is an action on our part. Another thing they take is dominion. Remember that God gave dominion to mankind. Dominion is a form of authority in the spiritual realm where we choose to accept, to own what it is that our hopes and our dreams and what the promises of God are, and that we will walk in them. So we must use authority, spiritual authority, third heaven authority. But prosperity, it is, number one, to increase. Prosperity is increasing from wherever you are. Doesn't matter what economic situation or level that you are on, you increase from there. And so the Spirit of God and the anointing of God and the promises of God are all there to take us on a journey of increase. It's also success, coming to a successful end of the journey. In fact, that's what the word prosperity means in both the Hebrew and the Greek in the Bible. It means to come to a end in your journey that you desire. It's a prosperous thing. And so whatever endeavor that we're seeking for in life, in every area of our life, that's what prosperity covers. It covers our physical body. It covers our mental attitude. It covers our finances. Yes. It covers our relationships. It covers our ministry. So being successful in those areas is being prosperous in life. So this season of prosperity is to propel us to increase and dominion in every one of the areas of our life. So let's get to it. We have the opportunity before us. Now, in order to accept that opportunity, we have to understand that it takes faith and authority. And again, faith and authority, faith is trusting God that He wants you to prosper. It's accepting His word as final say-so. My God shall supply all of your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's the word of God. So He wants you to appropriate the financial aspect of the glory and what it can bring into your life to increase from where you're at. Also, it takes following the Holy Spirit and your heart. Of course, we want to follow the Holy Spirit. What's His leading? What is He showing us? What opportunities, what doors have opened before us? But also, what does our heart say in line with that? You know, the desires of our heart. You know, the Bible says that God gives you the desires of your heart. Well, that's a twofold thing. Number one, He gives to you the desires and He injects them into your heart. You come up with those desires because of the move of the Spirit and the breath of God that's on the inside of you. He has specific things He impresses on you to desire. It's a work of the Spirit. But once they are there, then He gives to you or answers the desires of your heart. And so when we walk in the Holy Spirit and follow closely after Him, those things begin to open up, our dreams, our visions, those desires. And then, of course, we trust our heart. You have to learn to trust your heart. I know there are scriptures in the Bible that talk about how that the heart is wicked and devious, but that's just a few scriptures. There are other scriptures that talk about how that the heart is so powerful in righteousness that it becomes the ceiling. You cannot believe for anything above what your heart will tell you to do. And our heart is yielded to God in righteousness. Learn to trust your heart because it's your inner man. And when the Spirit of God is moving through your heart, and you better follow your heart, praise God. Now, here's a spiritual principle of authority that's very important. Remember I said it's the season of prosperity that is opening before us at this time is like springtime coming after a long winter? Well, here it is. You have to, like a good farmer, purposely seed and shape your garden. Your life is like a garden. What are you growing in your life? What do you want to grow in your life? What does that garden look like? What do you want it to look like? By faith and authority, you decide how it is to look. Don't just leave it to chance. You know, in the fourth chapter of Mark, in the parable of the sower, there's a good example where Jesus said that our hearts and our lives are like the farmer going out and just sowing seed everywhere. And some of it falls on hard-packed ground, some of it falls on tilled ground, some of it falls on stony ground, and some of it falls on weedy ground. And the point of all of it is showing that it's like the Word of God and spiritual principles that are placed into our heart, that good seed is supposed to go into the intended environment, which is the human heart. But the human heart then, what it does with the seed determines what kind of ground it is. It's not the seed that determines it. It's not God who determines it. It's you. It's us. If we just take the seed and don't do anything with it and let the devil snatch it from us, then we're hard ground. But if we allow it to come in and just spring up, you know, germinate, produce a little bit of root, and then we get offended and we get into the world, we're like the hard packed ground. The sun comes, scorches it, and it dies. And then, of course, if we allow all the weeds, like weedy ground, of the world to come in and just overpower the Word of God and all these promises. Remember, when I say Word of God, I'm talking about promises. I'm talking about spiritual and heavenly principles and working the things of the kingdom, all of that. Well, if we allow the world to just grow up and choke it, then we're weedy ground. But we're good ground if we allow the seed to come in and then we water it, we protect it, we take care of it, we keep planting seed, and we follow it through to producing the fruit of the kingdom in our lives. Well, that's the way that we also do this garden seeding and shaping. What do we want it to look for? God gives you the desires of your heart, as I mentioned, and He gives you the Word of God, and it's up to us to shape that garden. We put the right seed in, because the law of Genesis says that everything reproduces after its own kind. You know, if you plant carrots, you're going to get carrots, not turnips. If you plant an apple tree, you're going to get apples, not oranges. So what do you want in your life? You plant that. You plant in so many areas. Financially, look at that. Where do you want to be financially? You got to learn how to plant and sow toward those things. One way of planting is by tithes and offerings, by giving unto the Lord, giving to ministries, feeding the poor, etc. And the Lord honors that, and He increases. We get the reap financially. But it takes more than that, because, you know, even the Pharisees who were standing by and on the street corners and giving these long prayers and all these things, and Jesus said, well, they get their reward. See, there was no faith and authority. There was no anointing that was in it. They were doing it of the flesh. And so if you sow from the flesh, you reap fleshly stuff. People liked them. They looked good. But spiritually, there was no impact. There was no reaping of spiritual fruit. So it's the same for us in every area of our life, even in finances. It's important for us to sow with faith and anointing, knowing that we are going to reap. Praise God. So decide how you want your garden to look. What about reaping love? You sow love to other people, you reap love back. You sow goodness and godliness, you reap goodness and godliness back. You sow respect, you reap respect back. What are the different areas? You sow into your academic studies if you're in school, and you reap back from that. So all spiritual areas, when you sow in prayer and in anointing and learning the ways of the Spirit, then you reap back and you grow and you increase. So all of these things are areas of prosperity that are upon us now. So decide what you want your garden to look like. Purposely sow the seed, the word seed number one, in faith and authority, and then the action seeds that follow it in what your attitude and your behavior and all these things are. You focus on that and go toward the goal. Win the prize. Now, the second thing that the Lord spoke to me, this is very interesting, is he said that President Trump is connected with this season. Now, it's not coming from him. It's coming from God. But the climate that is out there is there is a connection with President Trump. He said that now that God or that Trump is an official candidate for the presidency, that the anointing, the hand of the Lord that is on that man for that office will begin to stir things in the spiritual realm over America and push it toward prosperity. And then he spoke to me and said that with Trump in the White House will come an abundant, overflowing prosperity to America. So we got to make sure he gets there, right? We're going to pray him in. We're going to vote right. You know, in Deuteronomy 28, verse 11, there's a scripture where the Lord shall make you have a surplus of prosperity. He was speaking that, okay? Speaking to the people and promising them that the Lord would make them. In other words, the anointing. The Bible talks about that, how that God gives us the power to obtain wealth. Power. He makes us. Why? By operating these things. Not that he comes down and coerces us to do it, but he supplies the direction, the wisdom, the power for it to be accomplished. And it says a surplus of prosperity. Now, that's the amplified version, rendering. Most translations say plenteous goods or something of that nature. But in the Hebrew, it says a surplus of prosperity. Now, prosperity by itself is wonderful, but a surplus of prosperity. Remember, one of the names of God is El Shaddai, the God who is more than enough. Enough is great, but he wants us to have more than enough. Surplus of prosperity, more than what is needed, so that it would benefit all, not only us, but those that are around us, and the gospel, and all the things that we finance and we go for. So I want to encourage you. In fact, I want to pray with you to take the responsibility, act in dominion, to seize this season of growth and prosperity that's spiritually happening so that you can have increase and success. And God's going to move mightily in your life. Let's pray about it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for each and every listener. And as I do, Lord God, I'm asking for the revelation to hit their heart now, that the Holy Spirit would spawn something on the inside. It's like they can feel that fire in their bones. They can feel the revelation. They can feel the prompting of the Spirit of God that this is true, and it becomes a motivator, and they sink their teeth into it, Lord God, and they accept the responsibility now to hear the Spirit and follow him into this season of prosperity. I pray for them now. Release that into their hearts and their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on whatever platform that you're listening to it, so you don't miss any episodes. You'll also find the link to our website in the description. And finally, I say to you, walk in third heaven authority. God bless.